You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have the 2020 Show Me Shorts Film Festival coming up next month, going hybrid for the first time with screenings both in cinemas and online. I talked to festival director Gina Dalabaca, who begins by telling us a little bit about the Show Me Shorts Festival.
My name is Gina Dalabaca and I'm the festival director for Show Me Shorts Film Festival, New Zealand's largest international short film festival. It's a festival that I co-founded 15 years ago, so this year is the 15th edition of the festival. It's going to be screening in 30 cinemas all across New Zealand beginning from the 2nd of October. So we're really excited and have our fingers firmly crossed that we can go ahead with cinema screenings in a few weeks. We've also this year, for the first time, collected a couple of groups of short films that we'll be making available for screening online as well.
Yeah, so how do you feel about the festival being adapted to be partially online? Because obviously that would be something you guys haven't really had to think about doing before.
Yeah, I mean, online screenings have actually been something that many festivals have been doing for the last couple of years. For us, we always prioritise the cinema experience because we think it's part of the festival experience to watch films with an audience, and to, the kinds of short films that we program are like some of the best short films in the world, so they're really high production values. So to appreciate them properly, we want them to be seen on the big screen with surround sound, and we know the filmmakers prefer them to be screened that way. Yeah, more and more festivals have been over the last few years adding some online screenings as well. It's a sort of a trend that we've resisted up until now, but there's sort of an overwhelming momentum for online screenings now, so we're happy to be able to offer some online screenings as well.
So do you see this being the kind of move to online screenings, a more permanent change in the film industry?
Definitely. I don't think the whole of screenings will go online, but definitely there will be more and more screenings online, in my opinion. I think that there's going to be a bit of a shakeout, and some market leaders will emerge in that field internationally. But what's happening at the moment with festivals is there's a lot of discussion between festival organisers around the world about geo-blocking. So we've been talking to some networks that Show Me Shorts belongs to, are talking with other short film festivals around the world, and most of us are in agreement that when we screen films online, they'll be geo-blocked, so that only people from the country that we're from will be able to see the films. And that really protects us from competing with each other. And it also is useful for the filmmakers because they have distribution plans for how they would like their film to get disseminated around various different festivals and territories around the world. So it allows them to, say, release the film in one country and then hold a premiere for a screening in a different country and screen it as many different festivals as possible.
As you said earlier, a lot of sort of big budget productions and stuff have had to wind down or stop production entirely. If New Zealand continues to manage COVID recovery faster than other countries, do you believe that we could be reaching a fairly opportune time for New Zealand cinema?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. The resurgence is every time we have an additional lockdown, the confidence in New Zealand's ability to consistently be working and producing films decreases a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we won't have too many of those, but definitely there's strong confidence internationally in New Zealand's ability to make content. Of course, most of that content that's being made is big international productions that are coming here, and most of our crews in the country at the moment are booked out for big international movies and TV shows, so there actually is a shortage of crew at the moment, and that has a knock-on effect, meaning that those crew are not available to make New Zealand content. So New Zealand writers and directors are not getting work at the moment because they can't get their own shows up and running because of that crew shortage. So, yeah, it's, there's sort of some good. It's great that our crews are working and busy, but we also have to be careful about continuing to tell New Zealand stories.
Yeah.
That's really important. And that's something that Show Me Shorts prioritises. Our program is always at least a third New Zealand short films. So we're really happy to be premiering a whole lot of New Zealand short films in our festival next month. But we've also got some of the best short films from around the world. There's lots of films coming to us from the likes of Cannes and Toronto, Berlinale, and lots of those festivals haven't been able to go ahead this year. So some of them, Cannes for Existence, have announced their program and then not been able to screen the films. So the films get to use the laurels from that festival, but they haven't actually screened yet.
Yeah, just to finish up, is there anything in particular that you're super excited for in the festival?
There are, as I said, there's a lot of great world premieres. There's a good fun film by Jake Mokomoko called Hani Pants, which has a succession of amazing female actresses playing ex-wives of a man at a tangi, arriving and trying to outdo each other with kind of a flamboyant karanga. There's sort of a lot of pukana, and it's like a good fun film. I'm also excited about a film called Frankie Jean and the Morning Star, written and directed by Hannah Marshall. That's a film that will be making its world premiere. It's about a little girl and her relationship with her dad and a new friend that she makes. And her dad's been teaching her how to play rugby, and also about empathy and not giving up. So it's a beautiful, hopeful story set in a small town in the early morning streets of a misty rugby field. It's really beautiful. And we've also got lots of great LGBT films in the program this year, which is exciting because I noticed that there's been a bit of a miss. The New Zealand ones have been missing in the last couple of years, so it's really great to see some of those coming through now. Obviously, filmmakers from New Zealand's rainbow community are starting to make more films now. So Show Me Shorts is really proud to be able to showcase some of them for New Zealanders this year. So we're really proud of the program this year, and we hope that people will come out and enjoy the films in cinemas or online.
For more information on the festival and to look at the full program, you can visit the website at showmeshorts.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.